Who was the first liberal?
It was Christopher Columbus. He left not knowing where he was going, got there, didn't know where he was. He left knowing not where he had been, and he did it all in somebody else's money. Sounds rather liberal to me. I talked to a bunch of liberals the other day. I was speaking. I thought, oh boy, talk about being thrown into the den of lions, right? Oh, because they have no minds. But anyway, it was kind of interesting. But they said to me collectively, and they all were agreeing with one another, that Jesus was a liberal. I said, really? Where do you get this stuff? Jesus was a liberal. And they said, oh, sure. He approved of gay marriage. He approved of, you know, loving Satan. He approved of removing God from schools. He liked voter fraud. I guess he was a liberal. Not so much. Consumers, lawmakers, everybody's getting mad now at the airlines. Air traffic is down upwards to 95%. That's a shocking number, 95%. Wow, tens and tens of thousands of people, pilots and other workers have been laid off. It's a problem, but so many people are mad now because they have money, lots of money tied up, and the airlines won't give it back. They say, hey, you canceled your flight. We only give money back if we cancel the flight. A lot of us canceled the flight. I have over $5,000 personally. I was taking some grandchildren and we're all going to Hawaii with Alaska Air. And they said, you can't have your money back because you canceled first. And I said, yeah, but you canceled second. Anyway, it's sitting there and it's all in the credit bank. And are we going to fly again within the next 12-month period? Some of them have extended it to 24 months, but it's a bit of a problem. And there's a lot of people complaining, just sharing with you. Now, we have in the U.S. of A, Canada as well, other countries also, South Africa particularly, it's a problem, it's a mess. They're going to have anarchy there pretty soon, but quickly back to the U.S. Over 10 million hogs, the food, I'm talking about the food supply chain, it's vulnerable. Over 10 million hogs have to be put down, cattle and chickens, and wow, I mean, you can only get so many things processed and the plants are closing. Welcome to communism again. I mean, this wasn't intended, I get it, but boy, oh boy, somebody's got to deal with all these problems. And then you have problems, politicians, their problems. In Seattle, for instance, they don't like anybody, the town council. I mean, the people, the citizenry in Seattle, they're great. I had an office there once, for years actually, and I liked the place, but somehow the socialists snuck into city council and now they're saying, we hate everybody, but we want $100 million. Somebody give us $100 million so we can give it to illegals. I wonder what part of that word they don't get. Illegal. That's the opposite of legal. So what you do is either change the law and make it legal. Your lawmakers change the law or be quiet. Instead, they continue on ranting. We have a relief fund that doesn't have any money. The relief fund is for illegal immigrants. They don't qualify for anything else from the federal stimulus packages because, of course, again, they're illegal. I can't use that word often enough. And these people, they're just dumb. Dumb as sticks and dumb as forever. Wow. Okay. Canada. It's occurred to me, guns, just a fast thing on guns. They have gun restrictions, so many categories. And it occurred to me that that's strange. Why? What does it matter if the barrel is 4 inches or 3 inches? I mean, boomity boom, you can still kill somebody, you can kill an animal, you can still target shoot. So why are there so many things? I know. It's because it's bureaucracy. It's more jobs. When the government says we've created more jobs, what they really mean is we've created more bureaucracy and we've hired more people. That just seems so strange that they have that nailed down. Talking to guns, this is a bad story, but there's maybe, I don't know what, something to take away from it. In Colorado, a man went into the Waffle House restaurant and he wanted to order. And the girl came up and said, you have to wear a mask. In that particular county, it's not, you don't have to wear a mask by law. But they were insisting. They said, our rules here are you have to wear a mask. So he went away and came back and tried to order again. And the same thing happened. So he came back, I think it was the third time, took his gun out and he shot the waitress. So wait, I believe there was no issues in terms of death or anything life-threatening, but what's the takeaway here? I mean, either get rid of guns or get rid of waffles. I don't know. There's something here. Oh, get rid of crazy people? That might work. Now we have, in Canada, we have the leader of the NDP party, which is code for commie, and he's saying, we got to do away with the private system altogether with regard to long-term care under the Canadian Health Act, blah, blah, blah. We need to end them. The highest deaths have happened in the for-profit long-term care homes. He doesn't like profit. This is a guy that gets a big paycheck and he doesn't like profit. Wow. Well, first, everything he said is incorrect, but it's a nice lead-in for communism, nationalization. I mean, that's what these people live for. That's what they like. Fear, right? Fear is, well, fear is foreplay to foresight. And this guy's got it. Let me end today with some profound stuff, profoundism, okay? Here it comes. Are you ready for this? I mean, there are 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week, 52 weeks in a year. That's about 30 million seconds per year. Hey, go enjoy your day and make every second count. See ya.